Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Online dating has been around for decades, since 1995 to be exact, when the first dating website was launched. Match.com was the pioneer, and many people created a profile in search for a partner without having to leave their home. Online dating was taboo at first. Many people created profiles, but it was not commonly discussed, and many even said they were just playing around to see what was out there. Online dating websites grew, and many more websites were created. Today, it's rather common and acceptable if you're looking for a partner to share your life with, but beware, it may be a cesspool for narcissists. What's driving online dating? Many people claim they are bored, curious, and convenience is the driving force, according to an article. In this article, we're going to touch on the current estimated number of users, profiles, projected growth of the platforms, success percentages, as well as get to the heart of the issue, which is why online dating draws so many narcissists. We will end with some handy tips to keep in mind if you're communicating online so you can try to avoid narcissists. Let's get to it. But first, if you are working from home or spend a lot of time online, you need a VPN or a virtual private network. NordVPN provides a secure, encrypted tunnel so no one can access your private information online. NordVPN has over 5,100 ultra-fast servers worldwide in over 56 countries. A link will be in the description below. But why is online dating a cesspool for narcissists? Let's get to it. First, easy and quick access to supply. According to Statista, as of 2021, there are 49 million dating profiles in the USA, and it's projected to increase to 53 million users by 2024. With the world being the way that it is, it's likely to increase beyond the projected data. In addition, according to Statistic Brain Research Institute, 1 in 5 relationships begin online and more than 1 in 6 marriages. But don't worry, not everyone online is a narcissist within dating sites, but online dating does draw a high number of narcissists. But why is this so? If there are 49 million dating profiles as of the 2021 data and growing, a narcissist will jump for joy to have access to 24 plus million people. Online dating has become the narcissist playground. When a narcissist is through antagonizing the current people in their life, they have an endless source of supply of people to interact with online. Creating a profile is simple and easy, and within minutes, they can be interacting with you online. They can post a picture that you will love and that will draw you in instantly. Second is secrecy and anonymity. Narcissists love online dating because there is a level of anonymity and secrecy associated with it. Two things that can get a narcissist giddy. The narcissist loves being anonymous because it prevents them from being accountable and keeps them in charge. Not to mention, they can act almost any way they please because they are in disguise and most likely will not get caught. Third, a narcissist can perfect their acting skills. What better place to practice your manipulation and acting skills at the same time while appearing to be genuine and kind? Now, it's debated whether narcissists are born or raised, And while this video is not about that, maybe in the future this will be addressed, irrespective of this, a narcissist will need to practice their skills. Whether they are born narcissists or not, they, quote, get better with age. And what I mean by this is that they typically get worse with age. Deception increases, their actions become intolerable. One day they started out small and their skill set increased. Have you ever met someone that was so smooth? Well, chances are they weren't always that way. My point is this: narcissists will use the tool of online dating to perfect their tactics, their skills, and approach to master their art of manipulation and deceit. Number four, it's easier to lie without getting caught. Narcissists in real life are known to be charming as they try to smile their way out from being accountable. Online dating is a different skill set for a narcissist. And while a narcissist can't smile their way through an online conversation, though they certainly try with an emoji, but generally they have to be crafty in other ways. These other ways are like a resume builder for a narcissist. Now a narcissist is not trying to get to know you in order to build a sustaining relationship online, contrary to what you may think. They are just in it for them, what they can get out of it. Narcissists have a much harder time telling a lie in person. Granted, they may be expert pathological liars, and many are, but online dating makes lying so much easier for a narcissist. Have you ever told a lie and then all of a sudden you get nervous, maybe start to sweat, and then have a hard time swallowing? Well, online, all of this is removed. You cannot tell if someone is nervous or sweating or the classic symptoms online. Narcissists love that you can't figure it out like you could in person. It takes a different skill set to be able to detect a liar online. If the story is too good to be true, chances are it probably is, and I'll share additional tips at the end. Fifth, no depth. Have you ever wondered why the individual you are chatting with online, despite their good profile, maybe even a little too good, is only having surface conversations with you and no depth? Probably chatting it up with a narcissist, and let's unpack why this happens. A narcissist, since they have a lot of engagement online, may find it hard to keep up with the conversations, which is why you may be ghosted. Or two, they are already receiving supply from another source or sources. Three, they are keeping the conversation for a later time when they run low. Next, they're ignoring you on purpose. And then they also want to learn you first. They let you talk, maybe even talk too much, so they can gauge your interests, what kind of person you are, your weak spots, so they can learn what type of manipulation and conversational vagueness to use toward you and how much you will endure. Sixth, it keeps constant supply coming on like a treadmill. A narcissist can have many conversations going at the same time. And while this is common in online dating, a narcissist likes the multiple conversations going so they have supply on a treadmill. It will never end. New people all the time. Now let's get into the tips to recognize if you're speaking with a narcissist online. Okay, so you've got your profile up and your picture set and you're talking with several people that you like. Great. Now here are some tips to look out for the hidden narcissist in online dating. Games right out the door. Instant love bombing. Instant confusing conversations that either they don't answer questions, they're evasive, or you have the feeling that they are lying or too good to be true. Does the picture look too perfect? It probably is. Ghosting for no reason, and then they come back months later with either no comment to previous silence, or it is downplayed, or an excuse is surfaced on the wedding they attended in Albania. They're too lazy to read your profile, and they won't make any comments about your listed hobbies, but they will start out with a big love bomb as a distraction. Have you been there? Some may make a comment about a hobby, and it will be towards something in your profile that is the most vulnerable. They are searching for your weak spot to possibly exploit if needed, or to use it against you later on should the need arise. And lastly, it's either a fast-moving relationship or they're interested but turtle slow. There's an agreement to meet, but the party never sends an invite and never intends to. The purpose is to string you along as long as possible. Got one more. Somebody who demands a quick response from you, even within a few seconds of them sending a message to you. So in conclusion, can you find your mate or your partner with online dating? Now, I reckon you can, and the stats above agree, but keep your intuition in check. Once the traits of narcissism show, blocking may be your best course of action. Narcissists won't like your standards or your pushback, and most will likely be repulsed by it and will move on to others who feed them what they are seeking. I trust this has been helpful. Now, if you like this video, you will also like Why Does the Narcissist Ignore? Check it out. And lastly, drop a comment if you have found these traits of narcissism in your online dating experience or others that we may have missed. This is Lynn. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.